For some time now, it has been our practice to start the year celebrating communion. And Jill moved us here really, really well, taking us through Advent and reminding us more than once that Advent is to move us to Easter. And we don't get to Easter without going through Thursday and Friday and the significance of that. If you have your Bibles, turn with me over to 1 Corinthians 11 and follow along as I read Paul's instructions there to the church. 1 Corinthians 11 and 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Because of the sin that had so permeated the church at Corinth, Paul had to re-instruct the church. And in that instruction, he reminded them that as you approach this table, first, we approach it as sinners forgiven, on this side of the cross, having understood that Jesus died for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, and through his resurrection proves that he is exactly who he says he is, the very Son of God, our Savior. The bad news to all of that good news is that we continue to sin. And we need to continually recognize that and deal with it. And so Paul encouraged the church at Corinth, and through them encouraged us, when you approach this table, begin with confession. David turned his attention to God in Psalm 139 and said this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." David knew what a sinner he was. A man after God's own heart. The mighty king in Israel. But he knew that he was a sinner. And he regularly asked that his heart undergo that divine Holy Spirit scrutiny so that he could stand forgiven, not perfect, but forgiven before his God. Someone took the truths of that passage and set it to music, a chorus. Let's sing that. "Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in Heavenly Father, we come to this table as your children. We come boldly, but we do not, must not, will not come carelessly. So as your word has reminded us, as that tune encourages us, we pause before you. Invite your Holy Spirit to examine our hearts. And should sin be uncovered, a sin we haven't dealt with, something that we've ignored, something we've excused, may we simply recognize it as it is. Confess it. Agree with you that it's sin. It shouldn't be a part of our lives. Repent. Turn away. And just approach this table as we are. Children, forgiven. Just sinners, saved. By grace, through faith, in Christ alone. Thank you, Father, for the reminder that while we are the recipients of great grace, that grace came at the expense of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And we want to recognize that this morning as we share together as a family these symbols of his death, his payment for our sin. And that we might live in remembrance of that simple truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As they had gathered for a meal, the Passover, Jesus took one of the loaves of bread, broke it, and passed it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body, which is for you." Jesus took the bread, broke it, said, "This is my body, which is for you." Jesus died for us. Body was broken for us. So when we do this, he says, do this in remembrance of me. And then later in the meal, he took a cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, a new arrangement. Not new in the sense that the old was bad, but new in the sense that this completes it. All that was promised is now being fulfilled. We could never work our way to heaven. So God sent the final sacrifice that paid the penalty for all sin. This is the new covenant, my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The motivation for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. While Advent reminds us that Easter is coming, Easter is the proof that Jesus is coming again. In Sunday school, John 14, our teacher reminded us this morning, Jesus told his disciples, "Because I live, you will too." So while Advent, the baby in the manger, maybe in the crib when the wise men came, leads us to Easter. The truth of both Christmas and Easter is this: Jesus is coming again. The promise kept. Matthew 28 and verse 6, the angel says, "He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said." He has, we will. It's done. Let's stand and sing. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to start this day, start this week together here as a family. And on this first Sunday of this new year, we know, just because you are who you are, there will be blessings, there will be challenges. Whatever you bring our way, you promise to be right there with us, and you will give us all that we need to respond faithfully and obediently. Thank you, Father, for family and the special time this has been as many of us have gotten together. Thank you for those who have traveled safely and will be traveling home. May they sense, know your protection over them. And we pray again, Father, for Dave and Lori and others like them that have a heart for the unreached, those that Satan thinks he's made unreachable. But you are greater. Your power is greater. Your Holy Spirit is greater. We pray, Father, that those doors will in fact be broken down as you lead your people to find new ways to take the gospel to those who have not heard it yet. And thank you for the privilege of being a part of that as we pray for and give and encourage those who go. Father, as we leave here this morning, may it be evident to those who watch us that we love you with all that we have and all that we are, and that we love one another because you loved us first. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.